USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Countries across Europe now taking very strong measures to combat the fast-spreading coronavirus. France has shut down all shops, all restaurants, and all entertainment facilities effective today, telling its 67 million citizens to just stay home. Spain putting its 47 million citizens under partial lockdown beginning tomorrow. The country hardest hit by the coronavirus in Europe is Italy, which has over 20,000 confirmed cases and over 1,400 deaths. In the U.S. now over 3,000 confirmed cases of it, at least 50 deaths, and one New Jersey mayor is telling all 40,000 residents of his city to self-quarantine.
Stop interacting with each other. Only go out if it's absolutely necessary.
Calling his city the Northeast's epicenter for the virus, Teaneck, New Jersey Mayor Mohammed Hamadine says residents should only leave their homes for food and medicine. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More now on the coronavirus by the numbers. As we mentioned moments ago, there are around 3,000 confirmed cases of it in the United States, and over 50 people have died of it here. Now, worldwide, more than 156,000 people have been infected in 142 countries, and the virus has killed a total of over 5,800 people. The European travel ban imposed by the Trump administration has been expanded in efforts to fight the spread of the virus. Initially, it had excused Ireland and the UK. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence announced,
all of our health experts made a unanimous recommendation to the president that we suspend all travel from the UK and Ireland. That will be effective midnight, Monday night, Eastern Standard Time.
In some election 2020 news, Joe Biden has won the endorsement of the largest labor union in the United States, the National Education Association, making its announcement yesterday that teachers union boasts over 3 million members. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Once again, the president of Russia is trying to extend his term. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
On the streets of Moscow, police were responding to protests against Vladimir Putin's attempt to change the Russian constitution. The Kremlin has confirmed that Putin has asked Russia's constitutional court if a new amendment is legal. Putin's amendment would allow the Russian president to ignore the current ban on running again in 2024. That would pave the way, potentially, for 2 more 6-year terms, which would have him in office until 2036. Protesters say they want free and fair elections.
Police in Miami say former Tallahassee mayor and former governor's candidate in Florida, Andrew Gillum, was found in a hotel room Friday where a man may have overdosed on drugs. Police say officers were called to the hotel where paramedics were treating a man for a possible overdose, and Gillum was in the room but was too intoxicated to speak. The report says officers found 3 bags of suspected methamphetamine in the room. Gillum was not arrested. It's not clear if anyone's going to be charged. And the Disney company says it's providing some relief for those stuck at home during the coronavirus outbreak. Disney officials have announced they're going to make Frozen 2 available on Disney Plus effective today, 3 months ahead of schedule. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.